Radical Chic and Mau Mauing the Flatcatchers by Tom Wolfe. Radical Chic. At 2 or 3 or 4 a.m., somewhere along in there, on August 25th, 1966, his 48th birthday, in fact, Leonard Bernstein woke up in the dark in a state of wild alarm. That had happened before. It was one of the forms his insomnia took. So he did the usual. He got up and walked around a bit. He felt groggy. Suddenly he had a vision, an inspiration. He could see himself, Leonard Bernstein, the egregio maestro, walking out on stage in white tie and tails in front of a full orchestra. On one side of the conductor's podium is a piano. On the other is a chair with a guitar leaning against it. He sits in the chair and picks up the guitar. A guitar! One of those half-witted instruments, like the accordion, that are made for the learn-to-play-in-8 days, easy-diagram, 110 IQ 14-year-olds of Levittown. But there's a reason. He has an anti-war message to deliver to this great, starched, white-throated audience in the symphony hall. He announces to them, "I love." Just that. The effect is mortifying. All at once, a Negro rises up out of the curve of the grand piano and starts saying things like, "The audience is curiously embarrassed." Lenny tries to start again, plays some quick numbers on the piano, says, "I love. Amo ergo sum." The Negro rises again and says, "The audience thinks he ought to get up and walk out. The audience thinks, I am ashamed even to nudge my neighbor." Finally, Lenny gets off a heartfelt anti-war speech and exits. For a moment, sitting there alone in his home in the small hours of the morning, Lenny thought it might just work, and he jotted the idea down.